Fly, America's new super sport.
Welcome back, High Life fans, to World High Life League Recap. I'm your host, Garlandell McLaughlin, also known as the Consulting Guy, along with co-host Rockin' Ray Haluska. And this recap is recap number 4 of the spring 2023 season. And remember, fans, remember to like, love, and share this podcast along with all of the EPRN podcasts on Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. And don't forget to visit and join us in the WJAL fan portal. Go to wjal.eprn.us. And with that, let's take a short break here. We'll listen to the rules of H2H Highlight explained with a couple of sponsoring commercials, and we'll be right back. So stay tuned in right here.
H2H is the world's fastest ball sport played in a new electrifying format. Hi-Li H2H features two singles players or two doubles teams in a head-to-head battle for court dominance. The game is played on a three-wall court that measures just 120 feet long by 33 feet wide with a ball that travels up to 150 miles per hour. An H2H match is won by the player who is first to secure a total of 2 out of 3 sets. It takes 6 points to win a set and 2 sets to win a match. Simply put, the goal is to catch one more ball than your opponent. Just like in tennis, a player may fault once on a serve, but if 2 serves result in faults, then the opponent wins the point. At the start of a new point, the ball is served by the winner of the previous point. However, at the start of a new set, the loser of the previous set serves first. After the ball hits the front wall, it must be caught in the air or after only 1 bounce. Players may catch and throw from out of bounds, but if the ball lands out of bounds, then the point goes to the opposition. The ball is lethal, the game is lightning fast, and the action is limitless. It's the game you didn't know you needed to know. This is Hi-Li H2H.
There's plenty of sports excitement to go around. Watch HiLi.com. Live the high life and watch HiLi.com. It's the official home of H2H and Battlecourt HiLi. The all-new format for the fastest ball game on earth. When you sign up free to watch HiLi.com, you'll have access to live H2H and Battlecourt singles and doubles matches. You'll learn about the players from interviews and live commentary from the Magic City Fronton announcers, Stu Nyman and Andrew Blackman. Experience the high life and don't miss out on Fantasy High Life. You'll find out all you need to know about the three-wall sport at watchhighlife.com. Black Star Fund LLP isn't your typical business services B2B specialty business. As you may have noticed, we love handling complex problems for businesses. Alternative business lending, precious metals banking, business and personal credit restoration services. These are just a few of our B2B services. Get started and go to BlackStarFundLLP.com. That's BlackStarFundLLP.com. In case you're wondering, LLP stands for Limited Liability, Limited Partnership. My name's Garland L. McLaughlin, also known as the Consulting Guy, and I'm also the Managing General Partner with Blackstar Fund, LLP, providing business to business services for your business certainly involves trust and partnership. Our services are ideal for small and mid-range businesses with 3 years or more of operating experience. Startups are also welcome to inquire about startup loan programs and other consultative business services. Let's start off with a confidential conversation related to your business. Book your 30-minute consultation and let's talk. Give me a call at 980-201-9878 or just fill out the contact form at BlackStarFundLLP.com.
You've got to plug into EPRN. We've got the conversation, we've got the sports team, and our music and entertainment team brings podcasting to extremely new heights.
Listen in to EPRN.us. Press the app button on the site and download the EPRN app now. You'll be listening to shows in no time. Take us on the go with you. Our app is accessible on all mobile devices and tablets. Or you can just go to EPRN.us.
Your listening is worth your time.
Spend your time listening to an independently owned media network.
Tell a friend and listen in.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, EPRN.
Your number one internet radio station.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, www.eprn.us.
Welcome back to WJAL Recap number 4 for spring 2023. I'm your host, Garland L. McLaughlin, along with Rockin' Ray Haluska. And today's recap sponsors are World Highlight League, WatchHighlight.com, BlackStarFundLLLP.com, and Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. And right now, I'm going to jump right into the scores here. And we have three sets of scores. Scores for Friday, February 24th, Monday, February 27th, and Tuesday, February 28th. And starting off with Friday scores, we had the Robote Renegades versus the Wall Warriors. And six matches were played. In the first match, we have Joseph and Aratz versus Bueno and Julin. Bueno and Julin pull off the win, 6-4 and 6-5 in straight sets. In the second match, we have Gonega and Ben versus Nicholas and Rock. Gonega and Ben pull off the win in split sets, 6-4 and 6-4. In the third match, we have Aratz versus Nicholas of the Wall Warriors. Nicholas pulls off the win in straight sets, 6-3 and 6-4. In the fourth match, we have Gonega of the Robote Renegades versus Julin. Julin picks up the win in straight sets, 6-5 and 6-5. In the fifth match, we have Joseph and Arta of the Robote Renegades versus Ikeda and Rock. Ikeda and Rock pick up the win for the Wall Warriors, 6-2 and 6-3 in straight sets. In the sixth match, we have Gocieri and Ben versus Bueno and Nicholas. Gocieri and Ben of the Robote Renegades pick up the win, 6-2 and 6-5 in straight sets. But ultimately, the Wall Warriors pull off the win on Friday, February 24th, and they wind up with 5 points in the Robote Renegades, wind up with 3. Moving on to Monday, February 27th, 2023, we have the Cesta Cyclones versus the Lifestyle Miami Chargers. Six matches were played. In the first match, we have Flores and Manu versus Iturbide and Arando of the Lifestyle Miami Chargers. Flores and Manu of the Cesta Cyclones pull off the win, 6-3 and 6-1 in the second and third sets. In the second match, we have Carballo and Benny versus Benny. Benny pulls off the win in split sets, 6-4 and 6-3. In the third match, we have Correa versus Spinner. Spinner picks up the win in straight sets for the Lifestyle Miami Chargers, 6-2 and 6-5. In the fourth match, we have Bradley of the Cesta Cyclones versus Arando. Arando picks up the win in straight sets, 6-4 and 6-5. In the fifth match, we have Correa and Manny versus Iturbide and Spinner. Iturbide and Spinner of the Lifestyle Miami Chargers pick up the win, 6-3 and 6-1 in the second and third sets. And then for the final match of the evening, we have Carballo and Manu of the Cesta Cyclones versus Zuleika and Benny of the Lifestyle Miami Chargers. Carballo and Manu pick up the win in the second and third sets, 6-3 and 6-5. But ultimately, the Lifestyle Miami Chargers pull off the win with 4.5 points to the Cesta Cyclones, 3. And in the final sets of matches for the week, we have on Tuesday, February 28, 2023, the Dejada Devils versus the Wall Warriors. Six matches were played, and in the first match, Douglas and CRB of the Dejada Devils versus Bueno and Nicholas. Bueno and Nicholas pull off the win 6-1 and 6-4 in split sets for the Wall Warriors. In the second match, we have CRB and Kubala versus Ikeda and Rock. CRB and Kubala pull off the win in split sets 6-4 and 6-5. In the third match, we have Hyro versus Nicholas. Hyro of the Dahada Devils pulls off the win in straight sets 6-1 and 6-5. In the fourth match, we have Douglas versus Julin. Julin pulls off the win in split sets for the Wall Warriors 6-4 and 6-3. In the fifth match, we have Hyro versus Hyro and CRB versus Bueno and Julin. Hyro and CRB pull off the win in straight sets 6-3 and 6-3 for the Dahada Devils. And in the sixth and final match of the evening, we have CRB and Urbieta versus Nicholas and Rock. CRB and Urbieta pull off the win in the second and third sets 6-2 and 6-2. And that gave the Dahada Devils the win with 5.5 points. And the Wall Warriors, they wind up with 2.5 points. And Rock and Ray, do you have those standings for us this week?
I sure do. I'll scroll down there off my notes. The Roberto Renegade still on top, 25 points. The Wall Warriors, not too far behind at 22.5. The Hard Charging Devils have been burning up the court and are now only a point behind at 21.5. And they'll be playing one of our upcoming matches, actually Friday's match. Lifestyle Miami Chargers, after that win over the Cyclones, broken to double digits with game points. They're at 14.5. And the Cyclones are almost to double digits at 9.5. First-year champions are slowly rebounding.
You got to get them some more wins. Got to get
Well, I don't care who wins, you know, it's just fun to watch. And that they, you know, it's surprising that they have, if their struggles continue, not beyond the first week, but really through the whole first month. We're now in the March. Mm-hmm. And our season started February 3rd, and now it's March 3rd, this Friday, with the second month of action. So that's your standings. And I've got some new news items here, and some of the stuff is pretty hot off the press. The kind of noteworthy one, WJAL, that's World Highlight League, has added retired NFL star Ray Lewis to the board of directors to help and attract attention to the sport. Lewis said, "These are incredible athletes playing a uniquely challenging game, and Scott Savin and his team are building something special. I look forward to getting to Miami soon to check out these athletes in person." Lewis joins a board that includes Joey Kornbilt, the first American-born player to achieve world championship status, and Leon Shepard, known as Kevin during his reign as a retired USA Highlight champion. Good on WJAL for adding a famous athlete beyond the highlight world to their board of directors. I think these types of moves are really wise decisions. And as we're watching Battle Court and WJAL go on, in Scott and Stu we trust. So we just let them keep doing their thing, and just keep steering the ship. And they want my advice, they can have it, but they seem to have a pretty good handle on what they have to do. And if anyone gets a little impatient with them, it's like, well, they've got the chips on the table, so let's let them play their hand the way they see best. And so far, they're not ready to leave the table, so that's good for all of us. And so that news trumped the other noteworthy news. The Magic City Casino sale was finally approved to the Porch Band of Creek Indians, a tribal nation with casino operations in several states, and I believe they're based in Alabama. That article appeared somewhere, but I encouraged that someone from Magic City say something that, you know, just letting us know that Highlight was going to be okay. They've let us know this, you know, several times, but just confirm it again, and Stu did. He also commented that there were some a number of errors in that article, and we're not going to repeat the mistakes here.
Right, okay.
And hopefully they'll be corrected in the future. The good news is they're committed to continue where they are through 2025, and hopefully things are really going to be continuing to progress to everyone's satisfaction. And I think I heard somewhere once that, you know, if you're running a business enterprise, after 5 years of losses, it becomes a hobby. So I think they're trying to avoid that problem. And over the years, they've done things to get them closer to the profitability than they were the year before. So I think we'll just trust in Stu and trust in Scott. Anyway, we'll before we preview the upcoming matches, I'll just touch on the injuries. Inaki is still out. He'll be evaluated in less than 2 weeks. And his team has been doing very well without him. And he's kind of rated as the top player on their team. And so the Warriors are going to be even more trouble when he returns. Jaden is out indefinitely. His slots were filled by CRB in the Devils lineup. And he played four doubles matches on Tuesday, and it added up to 98 points. Andrew Bleckman asked him, how many points do you think you played today? And he thought about 40. It was 98 points in the four well-contested matches. And they won a few of them, and I'm surprised that, switching front court to back court sometimes, that he had the endurance to make good showings in all those matches. So, good to on CRB. He was the MVP of that day, and I know this team is glad to have him.
He won three matches that day, doubles.
And then I don't know if you were watching Monday, but Manu had a Magic City bounce off his left hand in Monday's battle court match.
Okay.
It was a little bit scary there for a while because he kind of was shaking and his hand, and he needed some attention there. But he came back to win the match, and I believe he played in Tuesday's pair of mutual games. He's listed in the lineup for this week, so they haven't yanked him from the lineup yet. Though sometimes what Magic City puts out today is revised on game day if something comes up, someone to kind of let us know in advance. But BetRivers.com usually has the correct lineup on Friday morning. And as long as he doesn't have any sort of delayed pain from that, then I expect he'll be in his matches next week.
Let's hope so.
Yeah. He's one of my favorite guys to watch. I'm happy. I'm not afraid to do that. I'm afraid to say that. Previewing this week's matches, 7 p.m. Friday, March 3rd, Cyclones, number 5, ranked team, versus the Devils, number 3. It'll be three singles, three doubles matchups worth a total of 7.5 standing points. I think the matches of the day are going to be Manu and Douglas in singles to open, and then a doubles match with Carballo and Manu versus Douglas and Urbieta. Friday is open to the public. They also have an in-house contest going on, and one of my buddies is having some success with that. It's worth seeing live sometimes. You can't make it to Miami, though. Catch it on HighlightWorld.com or ESPN3. And then I hear that some days, they show some action even on TikTok, which isn't using the main feed. It's using whoever their little TikToker, I guess that's what you call that person, with their phone. And they're showing some of the action, doing the between games interviews that we can't watch when we're watching on the other outlet. So it's kind of a neat little exclusive that worked out for the TikTok audience. Yeah. Just to remind folks, you make Monday and Tuesday your highlight days with Paramutual games at 1 p.m. Battle Court at 5, and you can watch all that action online. Monday, March 6th, we have the number 2 Warriors versus the number 1 Renegades. three singles, three doubles, 7.5 points. The match of the day will be Inaki and Nicholas versus Arach and Gocheri. I will continue to vote, and by vote, I mean bet with Gocheri until he costs me money more than once. Right now, he's money in the bank, and you got to keep riding that, riding until his arm falls off. Tuesday, March 7th, the number 4 Chargers versus the number 5 Cyclones. They only played recently, but they're playing again. Two singles, 4 doubles, 8 points. Match of the day will be a nice singles match. Zuleika and Manu, you know, two long-time big court players going at it in the singles match. You'll probably see some beautiful points played in that game. And then the nice doubles match with Zuleika and Iriondo for the Chargers versus Douglas and Urbieta for the Cyclones. And yeah, I just enjoy watching Zuleika. He was doing really great at Dania, and the reason to complete 2 months he's in there, he isn't showing any signs of fatigue, and he's really adapting to this court very well. I kind of thought he might do well before the season started, and he's on the verge of breaking out and getting some wins, and we'll see if that's this week. But yeah, by season's end, he's going to be, if he's not already, the MVP, yeah. He's one of the top players in the court down there. So that's with all these extra news, I didn't have time to really delve into the playing records of guys, but I know that Gocheri hasn't lost a match yet, and some, you know, good players are playing strong, but, you know, losing close matches, and we'll see how our boys do this week, and that's all we have from my notes.
Okay. All right. Well, yeah, I want to thank all the listeners for tuning in here on Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. And be sure to head on over to wjal.eprn.us. And on Friday, if you can't get down to Miami, go on ahead and head over to watchhighlight.com. And if you are in Miami and you have some time to spare, go ahead and book the VIP sports experience over at the Sports Club in Magic City. And I've been your host, Garland L. McLaughlin, also known as the Consulting Guy, along with Rockin' Ray Haluska here. And have a great weekend, everyone.
Highline, America's new super sport.